this is just too good. It wasn't just the nation that saw the radical contrast between Trump and Biden yesterday at the southern border. Let's see that southern border clip. We should be seeing that right now. The whole world saw the radical contrast between Trump's self-confident swag and Biden's frail feebleness. I mean, look at that. You'll notice he doesn't even swing his arms when he walks. Look at how tepid he is. I mean, he literally looks like he could fall at any moment. Just one massive big breeze will knock him over. By contrast, gang, I mean, I know it's sad. I hate even just pointing it out at this point. It just seems so freaking cruel, but I blame the Democrats for it. But by contrast, gang, with Trump, this is what happened at one point in his visit. Take a look at this. He's waving at him.
They like Trump. Can you believe it?
They like Trump. Can you believe it? He's standing at the fence, right, with the razor wire on it. He's standing at that fence at Eagle Pass, and he's just freaking waving at the wannabe illegals on the other side. I mean, he's just showing off at that point. And then you even heard someone go, Trump, Trump. And he turns around and like, even they love me. Even they love me. But first, how many UFC fans do we have out there? We know that the one and only Donald Trump is a huge UFC fan, as are the fighters of him. But have you ever wondered what they do to manage their pain? Well, you don't have to, because a fellow patriot and good friend to this channel is precisely the one who provides relief to that pain, and he's here to do the same for you. You know, gang, as we age, aches and pains we think of are normal, but they don't have to be. And that's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. You've seen Clint on Fox. You've seen him on this channel. He's a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. It's called ConoCB2. It's the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds, and it's the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. And the best news, ConoCB2 has no documented side effects after years of private testing. It's absolutely the future of relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on that link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how ConoCB2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of pain pills. Click on that link below right now. I don't know whose idea this was among Biden's team. Seriously, I don't know whose idea it was, who thought this would be a good idea to show up at the border at all. But showing up at the border at the exact same time that Trump is there. Obviously, it's the same people who thought it would be a good idea to put a cognitively declining 81-year-old in front of a press pool to try to assuage their concerns about his cognitive health, only to confirm them. Or it might be the same one who thought it was a good idea to put 81 freaking candles on his birthday cake. Yeah, that'll make a great picture. I mean, with AIDS like this, who needs enemies? But again, gang, it gets, if you can believe it, it gets even worse. Because as we speak, illegal immigration is now the single number one issue, the top issue of concern for voters going into November. That is the last issue that Democrats want as voters' number one concern. It's not the economy anymore. And that's not because the economy has gotten better. It certainly hasn't. It's because we're witnessing a massive, violent crime wave perpetrated largely by illegal migrants sweeping all across the country. And people are literally getting killed as a result. And it's not going to surprise you who voters overwhelmingly blame for these insane criminal conditions. Poll after poll after poll shows that voters overwhelmingly, we're talking by super majorities, blame Joe Biden for this mess we're in. And how could they not? How could his feebleness not be a symbol of the porousness, the feebleness of our border? So we can be sure that the optics from yesterday at the southern border, with Biden looking so frail, so feeble, and Trump looking so freaking virulent and dominant, that this is only going to further exacerbate the damage to Biden at the southern border, the damage of his own making, that is further damaging any prospects he has of winning re-election, even remotely. So all of this is to say that things, frankly, could not possibly be worse for the Democrats as of today. The Supreme Court has intervened, taking the J6 case, which was their strongest case against Trump. The Supreme Court has effectively taken that case away from them, all as Biden's poll numbers implode to levels never seen before by any incumbent, made all the worse by the optics disaster at the southern border. Needless to say, it hasn't been a good week for the Democrats.